Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. This is our first school district update of the year. And being that, we've got Superintendent Micah Salas in with us today. We're going to talk about all the different things that are going to go on this year with the school district. And the first and foremost thing that's on everybody's mind right now, mask mandates. So, Superintendent Salas, how are you today?
Good, Dave. Thank you. How are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you.
And I appreciate being here. Thank you.
And let's just start off with talking about how are things going in the district right now?
You know, we're so excited. This time of year, you know, August, as soon as it's August, it's just we go back into school mode. We get very excited. We've got a lot of great things planned and a lot of opportunities for students. We're just thrilled to get them back, thrilled to see their faces. We're really excited for school to start.
And, you know, it's funny that you would say that because I was talking to somebody earlier and that's what I said. You know, once the calendar turns to August, the summer's over, basically.
Right. Yeah. You mentally prepare to go back.
It's just time to start going back. So, and once again, the first full day of school this year will be the 18th.
The 18th,
and
yes.
And it will, like you said, it's going to be a full day. It won't
full
be a half day.
Day
or anything like that.
Right. And that's for grades 1 through 12, kindergarten. We'll start a week later.
And as far as everything goes right now, we're pretty well on track to open. We talked a little bit. You said you've got a construction meeting about the high school, but the high school will be ready to go with the exception of the fine arts wing that you knew wasn't going to be finished when school started.
Right, right. As anyone who's done construction knows, it doesn't ever go exactly how you thought. And there are some delays and COVID has changed some of the vendor delivery options and things, but we will be in person in each building the first day of school, and we'll just have to make some moderate or mild modifications for our rooms and things, but we will be back in school on the first day.
And that's the best part of it. And if you haven't been up, you know what, just go drive up by the high school and see what's going on. I did the other day, and the parking lot's coming together. And there's plenty of parking now at the high school.
There will be plenty of parking, which will be such a nice change. And the building is going to be beautiful. Like I said before, we will have an open house for the entire community once it's completely finished. That won't be August 18th, but it will be really soon. And we'll widely announce that and let everyone know. We'd love for everyone to come see the beautiful building and the finished product. It will be spectacular.
And like I said, I've seen pictures online and things like that. It's going to be a great looking building. So let's get into actually getting back into the buildings and the one thing that's been on everybody's mind of late, and it's mask mandates.
Masking, yes. It's kind of a four-letter word depending on the side you were on last year. So we did want to cover that today and just let everyone know, clarify. I know there's some rumors out there and I know there's some concerns. So I just wanted to be clear with everyone. There's a House Bill 1007 that was passed in legislation this year that actually makes it impossible for schools to mandate or require masks in schools after the end of last school year. So, in other words, we will not be requiring masks as students come back this fall or this school year. So students are welcome to wear masks if they choose to. So our staff and visitors and, you know, anyone in our building who'd like to wear a mask is welcome to do so. But we will not be requiring the use of masks this year.
And that is based on a House bill. That's not a district issue. That is what the House of Representatives of the state of Utah has come
right.
up with.
It was legislation passed this past legislative session.
Okay. And then you had mentioned something about a Senate bill that's floating around out there.
Right. And a Senate bill 107 was passed. And that, I just wanted to let everyone know, is how we will determine the thresholds for test to stay. You'll kind of hear about that. And what the bill states is that if your school population is less than 1,500, which all of our schools are, then it would, when you have 30 positive cases in that building, we would switch over to test to stay. And then there's a bunch of kind of ways to do that. But even in the height of our COVID exposure last year and positive cases, we never came close to 30 in one building. I hope and I anticipate that won't happen this year. Of course, we never know and we'll have to kind of see how things go. But for right now, we're very optimistic that we will literally see their faces on the first day of school. We will get to keep everyone in school. And then we'll follow the Southeast Utah Health Department guidelines as far as positive cases. That's kind of when they take over. If we have a positive case, students and staff will be isolated for 7 days from the symptoms beginning. And then there's some guidance that they'll have for families and things.
And that's great news.
Yes, really great news. Fantastic.
And as long as you don't have to go back to, you know, distance learning kind over the phone, over the computer and things like that, it's definitely better for the students.
I mean, if you have to,
the teachers in the district prove that you can do it.
We did, and we learned a lot, and that will, the remote learning where the student is logging in and watching a video of the class, that will be offered this year, but only for students who will be missing more than 3 days consecutively for an illness or an injury or because they're isolated with COVID. But just your average wake up and don't feel good that day, we will not be remote learning 1 day. It'll be 3 or more days, and we'll ask parents to contact the school if that happens.
Okay, so everything's available, everything's on the board, but we're full steam ahead and ready to go back to school on August 18th. I'm sorry if you're a kid out there and you're listening and you heard that, but it's just time to go back.
Well, it's my husband's birthday that day, so happy birthday to Steve Salas on the 18th, and he said if he was in school, he would be very disappointed that school started on his birthday.
Well, that's a heck of a birthday present for Steve, isn't it?
Isn't it?
All right. Hey, Superintendent Salas, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to touching base with all the administrators this year and everybody in the school district and talking about what's going on out there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for your time, and we can't wait to get back.
It's time.
Thank you.
It's time. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.